Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Hey, yes, welcome back to the podcast. Glad to have you here. You look great. You know that? You look really good. I like what you got going on there. Nice to have you here. It's the podcast editing and support show. I'm so happy to be here. One of the most frequent questions for any podcast editor producer is, ta-da, how do I find my first client, Dave? I want to do this. I want to be a podcast editor and support person, but I stand out on the street in front of my house going, does anybody need help with their podcast? And then Mildred across the road throws a shoe at you and tells you to shut up. Because nobody around me in my community, in my circle of friends, even knows what a podcast is. And here I am trying to drum up business for my new podcast editing and support side hustle or main gig. Dave, how did you find your first client? It's a question that I hear all the time from other editors. They're always curious. Tell me the story. It's like your first love. Do you not remember your first love? Go back in time. Maybe not. Your first love, it's kind of like your first client as an editor. And finding them, I think, isn't as hard as you think it is. And I have a bunch of different ideas for you here on the podcast. Let's give you seven different suggestions on finding your first client and getting you set up to be a successful podcast editor and support person. Are you ready? I got seven ideas for you, and they're all free, and they work. Here are the podcast. Here we go. So it's interesting. I have clients now that I'm working with, and I love them dearly. It's great. I have some that I've been helping with their websites. Some I've been doing their editing. Some I help them with their social media. I've set up LinkedIn accounts for some of my clients. I've helped them create their newsletter. I've given them brainstorming sessions to come up with content ideas. I've helped them launch their podcast. I've on and on and on. All different things that I love doing because I do them for myself. I got 8 shows of my own, and helping others do what I do for myself just seems to be a natural thing. And I love helping people. So truemediasolutions.ca is my umbrella for all 8 of my podcasts. And that's where I do most of my business with clients, is through my truemediasolutions.ca website. Now, being part of the community in podcasting is probably one of the most efficient and best ways to make connections with possible podcasters that you can work with. That whole word of mouth thing is huge. It is something that is truly a real thing. Being the topic of conversation when you're not in the room, when two people get together and go, hey, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. Who are you working with? I work with Mary. Oh, is Mary great? Yeah, she's amazing. Here's her contact information. I'm sure she'd love to talk to you. Now, Mary, not being in the room, has no idea that conversation even happened. So all of a sudden, emails come into Mary's inbox. Pling! Hi, Mary. This is so-and-so. I talked to the person you do the podcast for, and they gave me your name. Hope you don't mind, but I'd love to talk to you about hiring you to be my podcast editor. And everybody does the happy dance, right? Because it worked. Word of mouth is a great way to get your message out there and to be found by others. So leveraging word of mouth is probably where I would tell you to start before you're spending money on all these things that to advertise what you do. Don't. Start small, build a great foundation, and you'll have a great result as a podcast editor and support person. Hence the name of the podcast, everyone, right? Yeah, you're with me. You get it. So here's some tips. I have 7, and I'll have little swipes in between to keep you on task, so you know when we're ready to go to the next one. But here's how to find your first client. Are you ready? Number 1, reach out to your network. So you have people you know. I'm pretty sure you know somebody. and they know other people. And that's kind of how it works. That's how a network works, is you reach out to your community and say, even if you're not interested in starting a podcast, you might be sitting at the lunch table at work and someone says, you know, I've always wanted to start a podcast, but I don't know who to help me. I don't know who can do editing. Does anybody ever have any sweet clue on how to start a podcast? And your friend sits up and goes, wait a minute, my friend is a podcast editor. Here's their card. Here's their contact information. So even if it's not your direct person that you speak to, they know someone who knows someone who knows another person who knows five other people who might know that person down the line that is looking for you. You may never know them in person, but they know you through others. The power of a network can work in your advantage. So I'm encouraging you to speak up when you're at family functions, weddings, anniversary parties, barbecues. You're sitting in the bleachers at the game with your other moms and dads watching their kids play out on the field. Hey, talk podcasting. Wear a shirt that says, hey, I'm a podcaster, or I edit podcasts. Anything. Get your name out there in your circle of friends and family, coworkers, people at the grocery store. You just talk about it. Share your passion for editing. Share your passion for supporting podcasters. And just doing that will make you stand out and make you memorable to your network. So when the topic comes up, and again, you're not in the room, the first name that comes to mind is yours, because you let people know. There's a little line that says, you do not have because you did not ask. Have you asked anyone to give you a reference or mention you? If you haven't, it's probably why you don't have a client. You need to get out there and make your voice heard and let people know what it is you do and how much you love doing it. Reach out to your network. You might find that you have more leads than you know what to deal with, how to deal with, because there's just so many people connected to others looking for you. So how do you do that? You do not have because you did not ask. Reach out to your network. Number two is join an online community. You can join communities on Facebook, in the Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, other online forums. Go in, introduce yourself, share your expertise, share your knowledge, share what you're doing in the podcasting space, and engage with the other members in the room. Just by adding value, by being a positive voice and encouragement to others, answering those questions, even if they seem so simple and mundane, podcasting 101 stuff, without getting too caught up in the fact that people seem to ask the same question over and over again. They're asking for a reason they don't know. And instead of talking down to them, talk them up. Give them the knowledge that you have, share freely, and in that, make connections with people. You're not there to sell your services. You're not there to sell your business and to cram what you do down their throat. Nope. You're there to give them love and support and help them feel confident in their journey as a podcaster. What if they don't pick me, Dave? I give all this great value and they go pick somebody else. It might happen, but why hold back what you know and how you want to help people? No, you don't do that. You're not there to gain all the awards and acclamation for what you do. You're there to give value and support people. That's what we do. And that's what we're looking to do for others. You give, it'll come back. It might not come back in the exact same way, but it'll come back. It will, but you got to give first. And don't give to get, give to give. That's really important. So join an online community. Number three, you need to go pitch yourself to other existing podcasters. You got to get in there and do some research on podcasts. You need to listen to a lot of podcasts as a podcast editor and support person. You need to be aware of what's happening in the industry. You need to understand what is going out into the world, and you need to be focused in on how, if you edited this podcast, if you were the support person for this podcaster, how would you do it differently? What could you bring to the table that you're not seeing or hearing in that particular podcast? How would you make it better? I'm not saying be critical. I'm not saying reach out to a potential podcaster and say, love your show, great content, but oh my gosh, what a terrible edit. That was horrible. No, don't do that. That's not going to win friends and influence people. By no means. You want to understand what's happening in the space so that you can make sure that you offer the services that people are looking for. Trust me, a podcaster who's hired someone who's maybe early days as an editor or doesn't do great quality work is probably hearing from their audience about bad edits, noisy mixes, too quiet, too loud. Those messages are coming back to the podcaster for the most part, and they don't know what to do about that. They hired this person. It's just not working out. So when you research podcasts and you listen to shows and you go, oh, wow, that was obvious. A big sneeze, a doorbell, a bang of the microphone with a hand. There's a lot of heavy breathing going on there. Sounds like Darth Vader has a podcast. Whatever. You're going to notice things and go, huh, I get it. I see how I could make this better. And make note of that. And be a part of that podcaster's community. Show up, talk to the podcaster, talk about the content. And just by you showing up, having your information on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, pointing back to the business and what you do without even asking if you can be part of the team or part of the better result for that podcaster, you gave value, you showed up and supported that podcaster. And if they are serious about making a change, do you not think they would not reach out to you after you've engaged with them often on social or in the podcasting apps, right? You just show up and you just be in their world without being salesy. You're not selling anything. And it might not lead to anything. But you might gain a friend. And you don't know if they might know somebody who's looking. And even if it's not that podcaster in particular, they're like, hey, you know what? I got this person, Sally. Sally's been in my DMs and she's on my Instagram. I'm not really looking for a podcast editor right now. I'm happy with my editor, but this person is really engaging, always giving me great feedback and very great compliments. She's always supportive. Maybe reach out to this person. And again, you're not in the room. You're not even there. And two podcasters are having a conversation about you and they could lead to something. So show up, add value, be a giver. And you let the results fall where they lie. It's not up to you to solidify the result and make the sale. Nope. It's for you to show up, be a great person, add value, and let people find you through word of mouth. I go back to it many times. Word of mouth marketing is probably the best way for you to get your first client. So pitch yourself to existing podcasters. Highlight your relevant skills if the opportunity arrives and your experience and explain how you can help them improve their show. You could say to them, hey, I listened to episode 32 and at the end I noticed that there was this really long silence gap. Your podcast was over at the 40-minute mark, but it just kept going on and on and on. And it seems like that there's a silence gap at the end of your podcast. If you cut that off, your podcast listener will jump to the next episode and not have X number of minutes of silence to be going, what's going on? So I can fix that for you. I can show you how to take care of that. I don't mind doing it. If you're interested, I'm ready to help. See, you just came with value, an offering to the podcaster that's going to make them better. They might not even know that there was a big gap of silence at episode 32. They have no idea until somebody tells them. And for non-podcaster listeners who don't understand podcasting, they would just skip over that. But you know better, and you can make their podcast better by simply giving some great feedback in a non-judgmental way. Unlike some people who like to judge podcasters, we don't do that here. We're here to give value. So pitch yourself to other podcasters. Listen, be a part of the community, be active. And then number four, offer some free or discounted services. You're like, Dave, I can't work for free. Well, in the beginning, you might be a great way to build your contacts and build your voice in the community. I've had people in Facebook groups pose a question to the group and then get piled on by experts, quote, quote, experts in the field about all the things they're doing wrong and all the equipment and tools they need to buy to remedy their situation. And then I just kind of come in and go, hey, I see your question. It's a pretty straightforward answer. I could fix that for you. Just send me the file and I'll do the repair and send it back. I've done that multiple times and I've never been paid for it, ever. But I've met people who then will then go to bat for me online. And when someone else, again, word of mouth, when someone else asks a question, they will respond on my behalf. I'm not even there and say, oh, if you need help with that, Dave helped me on my episode. He's such a great guy. Here's his link. And all this is happening behind the scenes while I'm off doing something else. If you offer to do some free help for people, maybe pick a charity looking to do a 5-episode mini-series podcast. That's it. 5 episodes and they're done. And they're like, oh, we just can't afford it. Maybe they can give you a tax receipt for your time. And you can claim it on your income tax then. And do the work for them for quote unquote free. And then they give you a receipt that you can use for your taxes. Hey, it's an idea, right? And you're not making any money in hand, but you're able to use that in the future. And then you could have your name on their website. This podcast was edited by Bob Smith at Bob Smith Podcasting, right? So you can do that kind of work, get some clients, get some referrals, and leverage that to get a paid client. Nobody's coming to your house, knocking on the door and saying, hi, I'm looking for a podcast editor. Do you edit podcasts? Nobody's coming to your door to ask you that question. You got to get out and get your name out there. And maybe by doing some free or discounted services, it's going to give people the chance to talk about you. You could have your first few clients doing free things for them to help build up your portfolio and give you those testimonials. And these can really help you get your foot in the door and demonstrate that you have value and that you can provide the services that podcasters are in desperate need of just by doing things for free. Number 5, you can leverage your own podcast. I'm kind of doing that right now. I'm on my podcast talking about how to get clients on podcasting using my podcast. Do you see what's happening right here? You're part of the experiment. Welcome to the machine. You are here listening to me using and leveraging my own podcast to talk about podcasting to get clients to be podcast editor for and support you as a podcaster. I'm doing it right now. Like literally right now. You're part of it. If you have your own podcast, you can use it as a platform to showcase your skills. And you can attract potential clients just by recording an episode. They hear you on the microphone. They hear your edits. They hear the music you've chosen. They hear all the little things that you do to make your podcast great. You get to have a digital resume, an audio or video resume of what you can do. And when I'm looking for an editor, I'm looking for an editor with a podcast. If you don't have a podcast and you're trying to be an editor, I will not hire you. I'm sorry, I won't. Why? Because you're not in the space actively podcasting, doing the thing, and understanding the changes that are happening behind the scenes of podcasting that as a podcast host who doesn't know editing and doesn't know the industry, I won't know what you know as a fellow podcaster. So you having your own show is your resume. This right here is my resume. Welcome to Dave's Resume, also known as the Podcast Editing and Support Show. This is my resume. You're listening to my resume. Thank you for listening to my resume. Leverage your own podcast. Mention your services and encourage listeners to reach out. I saw a recent review of this podcast, and the reviewer said, I really don't mind Dave promoting his services because the value is in the content of his show. Thank you for that. That means so much for you to leave a review. Hey, that's great. But that you're catching the idea of what I'm doing here. This is not meant to be a gigantic commercial. I want you to find the right editor for you, whether that's me or someone else. That's not why I'm here. I'm trying to create a podcast for you to find the right person for your podcast and to help you as a fellow podcast editor to get your first client. Hence this episode. So definitely leverage your own podcast and let people know that you are a podcast editor for hire. Hang up the sign, hang it up in front of your place, mention it on your podcast, put it in your show notes. Let people know that listening to your podcast, you do this and you can help. Please, you do not have because you do not ask. Make sure people know. Leverage your own podcast. You don't have a podcast and you're a podcast editor? Come on. Start one. Do 12 episodes, one a month. Just do something. Get your voice out there. Put your skills to work. Let people know the person behind the edit, that there's someone there that really does care. Create a show and let people know about it. Number 6, attend local events. Now, when I say attend local events, does your mind automatically go to podcast events where other fellow podcast editors are gathered en masse and there's 300 podcast editors and one podcast host looking for an editor? That's not good odds. That's like a bunch of seagulls at the beach, right? Mine. No, you don't want that. You want to go where you're the only podcast editor in the room. You're the only podcaster in the room. A business meeting, an after five meeting, a group of the local businesses in your community getting together at the library to drink semi-warm coffee and 3-day-old baked goods. You want to be the one in the room going, I'm a podcast editor. I do podcasting and you need a podcast real estate agent. You need a podcast business owner. Hey, author, you'd be a great podcaster. And here's what I do. You want to be the only bell at the ball as a podcast editor. So go find those meetings where people that you want to serve gather and be a part of that community. You can go to the podcast meetups and the conventions and conferences for podcasters. Yeah, again, but you're in a sea of many. I would encourage you to go to the places where you are the only one or one of the only ones in the room who does what you do. You're going to stand out and make sure you talk to people and tell them. Again, you do not have because you do not ask. Make sure you tell people what you do. This can be a great opportunity to connect with other podcasters and people in the industry looking for your services. Introduce yourself as a potential production partner as you intermingle with people at these events. Attend local events. And if you can't do a local event, there's nothing in your area, go to meetup.com and look for other things in your area where you can join a meetup. And when they go around the room virtually and say, hey, we got a new person today, tell us who you are and what you do. Leverage free things like meetup.com to go and meet other people that could be potential clients for what you do. bring value, show up, be a part of the conversation, and attend local events. Lastly, number 7, create a professional online presence. It's called a website. There you go. A website. You know, those things that people have and continue to buy and doesn't seem like it's slowing down anytime soon. A website is the best way to bring everyone into your world. I would encourage you to have a website today for your podcast and for your podcast editing service. There's a way for people to reach out to you and connect with you online. I'm not talking Facebook. I'm not talking LinkedIn. I'm not talking about Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat or fill in the blank, X, Twitter, whatever you call it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an actual website that you own the address. It's your property on the internet. Create a professional online presence. Make sure that you leverage a website. I would make sure your LinkedIn profile, if you have one, probably should as a business owner, future business owner. Make sure that your LinkedIn profile matches with what you do or what you want to be. And make sure your online portfolio showcases your skills, your experience, and your previous work. Your testimonials that you got when you did free work for people should show up on your website, should show up on your LinkedIn. It should show up for your potential clients to see as they go to the web to find more about you. They're going to do their research on you. They are, and you want to be found. This can help you to appear more credible and trustworthy to potential clients. So remember, the key to all of this is to be proactive, persistent, and to provide value to potential clients. By leveraging your network, engaging with the podcast community, and demonstrating your experience, you're going to increase your chances of finding your first podcast production client. Now, as part of this show, the podcast editing and support show, I would love to feature you as a potential podcast editor on this show. Come on as a guest, talk about your podcast editing support and services that you offer or that you hope to offer in the future. Come on and have a conversation about how you're building your business. I would love to get in touch with you and have you as a featured guest here on the podcast. And when you come on, I want you to promote your business. I want you to sell your services. I want you to talk about what you do. And you're like, well, Dave, that's what you do. Exactly. And that's the community of podcasting. It's all around helping each other grow and helping the community grow. You're going to do things better than I do. You're going to do things differently than I do. You're going to use tools and processes differently than I do. I am not the answer for every single podcast host out there. I'm not. And the sooner you realize that, the better. You're not going to be the answer to someone's question. That's okay, because you will be for someone else. You have the perfect podcast editing and support business for the right client. And not every client is your client. And you need to understand that from the beginning. You need to be super focused. You need to put down the net and pick up the fishing line. And you need to be more strategic and pick off one at a time the ideal clients instead of trying to catch 300 fish, catch one and do a good job at that and then rebait, put it out there in the water again and connect with the next one. That's how you build your community. That's how you build your clientele. One at a time. Leverage that word of mouth marketing. Leverage your connections and follow these 7 steps. These will be helpful for you to land your first client. I would love to hear your first client story. If you've been a podcast editor for a long time and you've done this for a while, I would love you to rewind in your brain back to the time when you didn't have your first client and how did you find them? I would love to get that story. You can go to my website, podcasteditingandsupport.com, There's a SpeakPipe message right there. You can leave me a voice message. Hit the record button. Tell me your story. How did you get your first client? What did you do? And share your story to encourage the listeners of this show that, yes, it is possible to find your first client if you follow these 7 steps and the advice of other people in the space. You can be a success. You can do this. And you can do this today. You've started by listening to this show. Thank you. I would love for you to connect with me through the podcasteditingandsupport.com website. Let's get together and have a conversation. Get you on the show. Share your story. Encourage another podcast editor and support person on your first client. Go ahead. Leave me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Podcasteditingandsupport.com. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. Take care. Get out there, get your first client, and tell us the story of how you landed your first client. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Visit us at podcasteditingandsupport.com, podcasteditingandsupport.com. We would love to help you find a great podcast editor, or if you want to hire us, we would love to work with you. Podcasteditingandsupport.com. Catch you on the next episode. Take care.